From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons in the Times Union talks with the anonymous staff member of Andrew Cuomo, who is accusing the governor of sexually assaulting her. Cuomo, the story says, first contacted one of his top executive assistants, Stephanie Benton, and requested she get a specific female staff member half his age to handle a minor assignment. When the woman arrived, the governor came out from behind his desk and began groping her. She said, and I quote, "And that wasn't just a hug," end quote. She added, and I quote, "He went for it, and I kind of was, oh, the door is right there. I was mortified that a woman who works here is going to come in and see. I was terrified of that happening because that's not who I am and that's not what I'm here for," end quote. She said she was worried whatever she did next could cost her her job. She recalled, and I quote, "I said to him, I said, you're going to get us in trouble," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I didn't know what else to say. It was pretty much like, what are you doing?" That's when he slammed the door shut. He said, "I don't care," end quote. She says, and I quote, "I remember him slamming the door so hard that I remember thinking to myself that I'm sure the staff is like, is everything okay up there? He came right back and he pulled me close, and all I remember is seeing his hand, his big hand. I remember looking down like, holy expletive," end quote. As she claims, Cuomo reached under her blouse and grasped one of her breasts over her bra. She said, and I quote, "I was just so confused and so taken aback by it. He never said anything, which was odd," end quote. She also said, and I quote, "At this moment, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Now my hives are coming out. I'm like swearing in my mind. I remember I walked out and he walked back into his office. I remember going downstairs and escorting myself out and going to my car and sitting there for a second and going, okay, I have to now go back to the Capitol, go back to my desk and do my job and pretend that like that didn't happen. I didn't have another choice. I remember thinking, you have to pull yourself together even if you have to sit here for a couple of minutes to do that," end quote. She continued, and I quote, "If I told someone, I'm done. And who do you tell?" End quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Fire Chief Mark Beaumont said 14 people were left homeless Tuesday, April 7th, after a blaze tore through three buildings in the village of Philmont. The fire was first reported after 10 a.m. as a brush fire behind the building located at 4851 Block Street. It quickly spread to a garage and then to the four-unit apartment building and a second home at 22 Main Street. The first firefighters arrived to find a working structure fire and immediately requested mutual aid assistance from neighboring companies. Heavy fire conditions were reported throughout the three-story wood frame building. Fire quickly spread to the attic and then to the front of the building. Everyone inside was able to escape. Beaumont said everyone inside was able to escape. Early reports of a missing toddler and a trapped firefighter were unfounded. The Northeast chapter of the American Red Cross is assisting some of the residents. Police and firefighters went door to door to evacuate neighbors and to make sure everyone was safe. Dozens of area residents watched as the building burned. Main Street, Church Street, and other neighboring streets were closed to traffic while crews worked. The fires were declared out after 2 p.m., but Philmont firefighters remained at the scene for several more hours. Beaumont said the cause of the fire that gutted 4851 Block Street, damaged 22 Main Street, and destroyed a garage is now under investigation by state police. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Califrage reporting for the Legislative Gazette. A group of more than 100 environmental justice and environmental organizations led by Beyond Plastics and Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives are calling for U.S. Representative Paul Tonko and Frank Pallone to remove waste energy incineration from the Clean Future Act. Climate Leadership and Environmental Action for Our Nations, or Clean Future Act, would ensure the country acts aggressively to combat the climate crisis and achieve net zero greenhouse gas pollution. However, many advocates argue the waste to energy incineration portion of the bill undermines its environmental protections and would set the United States back from reaching its climate goals. Global Alliance Program Director for U.S. and Canada, Denise Patel, said rather than propping up a dying industry, the Clean Future Act should focus on solutions that move the country away from a waste management approach that ties communities to toxic, polluting facilities that harm health and impede economic growth. The emissions from waste energy incinerators have been linked to increased asthma risk, reduced lung functions, and greater likelihood of hospital admissions. Judith Ink, president of Beyond Plastic and former EPA regional administrator and the former secretary for the environment in the governor's office, said, and I quote, "Burning garbage is not clean energy, and it is disappointing that the Clean Future Act actually includes financial incentives to burn a portion of the waste stream. Not only do incinerators emit air pollution, it generates a staggering amount of toxic ash that must be disposed of in specific landfills, but they are also often sited in low-income communities and communities of color, a stark example of environmental racism," end quote. The bill was referred to the Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change on March 3rd. And you can read the full story in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.